That's our ring time for Lemon Avenue, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. I imagine picnics are very popular with the family these summer days, and I wonder how many of you remember to tuck the Alka-Seltzer package in the picnic basket, along with the sandwiches, the deviled eggs, the picnics, and the cake, and all those good things to eat. Well, friends, it's a mighty smart idea. Eating out in the open has a way of making eyes bigger than stomachs sometimes. And when you or someone in the family suffer from acid indigestion caused by overeating, you don't want to wait until you get home to get the welcome relief Alka-Seltzer can give. With Alka-Seltzer along, you can drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink it down. And say, you'll begin to feel better fast. You won't have to sit it out while the others are having fun. Oh, sirree. With the fast, effective relief Alka-Seltzer offers, that uncomfortable, uneasy feeling of acid indigestion will be a forgotten interlude almost before you realize it. So remember, when you go to your drugstore for Alka-Seltzer, instead of one, buy two packages. And take that extra package with you wherever you go. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Elizabeth are planning to remarry in order to satisfy one of the provisions of a strange will in which Abner has been named one of the beneficiaries. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store discussing the marriage with Abner. Listen.
I thought the wedding was going to be Friday.
Well, so did I, Lum, but Elizabeth postponed it so she'd have one more day to get everything set. Figured she might get an extra shower if there was more time.
Shower?
Yeah, you know, where the women folks all get together and give you some kind of a present they know you can't use.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I tell you, Elizabeth has just lost her reason over this, Lum. You never seen such goings-on as it over at my place. You'd think this was the first time she'd ever got married.
Well, it is the first regular wedding she's ever had. You eloped the first time.
Yeah. Wish now the ladder's broke.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. Lum, I just don't know where I'm going to live through this and all.
Oh, well, it'll all be over by Saturday.
No, it won't. We're leaving on our honeymoon then.
Honeymoon?
Yeah, going over to Hot Springs. Leastways, I talked her out in Niagara Falls.
Well, you'll be back in a couple of days. Surely worth going through all this to get $100,000.
Yeah, but the worst part of it is I found out now that I don't have to do this at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I got the worrying that if I waited too long, I might send that blank to them lawyers, and they might think I was dead or something, and I'd miss out on a hunt. I sent them a telegram, just tell them what was holding things up.
You told them you was getting remarried over to get a marriage license to send them?
Yeah. And then this morning, I get a telegram back saying that I don't have to bother with all that stuff.
Huh?
They said they'd take my word I was married and for me to just hurry up and fill out the blank and send it to them.
Well, my goodness, you better show that to Elizabeth then and call the wedding off.
I've done showed it to her, but she says we ain't calling the wedding off. She's bound and determined to go through it.
She is, huh?
So it ain't nothing that can stop her now. She says all her life she's always wanted a big church wedding with a regular preacher to do the marrying. Says this is her big chance, and if she don't do it now, she never will.
Well, if she's got her head set to it, well, I don't reckon there's a whole lot you can do.
Oh, it's just like arguing with a stump on fire. There ain't nothing I can do.
Well, of course, you don't have... No, you couldn't do that.
Couldn't do what?
No, it won't work. I was going to say that as long as you don't need the new license now, you wouldn't need to go to the wedding yourself, but...
No, I don't think I... No, I couldn't do that, Mom. I thought about it, but then I got to thinking that Elizabeth would look kind of silly standing up there by herself getting married.
Yeah.
And then, too, some other feller might accidentally happen to be standing near her there about the time the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife, and then I'd have a new brother-in-law. Or, a new husband-in-law. Or, well, I'd better be there. I don't want to get into trouble that I can't even figure out.
No, if Elizabeth's going through with it, well, you'll have to be there, too.
I know. And the worst part of it is, Elizabeth says it's going to be farmers.
Farmers?
Yeah, you know. Women folks all wear them long dresses, and the men have to wear them tuxedos.
Oh, you mean formal?
Yeah. Now, where am I going to get a tuxedo?
You ain't got one no more, huh?
No more. Never had one.
I thought you used to have one when you used to play with the mandolin and boating club string assembly.
No, we wore white breeches and yellow striped coats.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And straw sailor hats. I recollect the hatch because I always kept breaking the string on mine.
Yeah, let's see. Where could you get a tuxedo?
Well, I ain't going to buy one. Just like throwing money away.
Well, I don't know about that. Rich as you are, or going to be, well, you might be wearing one of them things all the time.
All the time?
Well, sure, lots of rich men dress that way for every day.
Well, what's the use of being rich if you can't be comfort?
Well, they say a body can get used to might not anything if he sets his head to it.
Well, I ain't going to spend the rest of my life getting used to something like that, no matter how rich I am.
Well, if you don't buy a tuxedo, I don't know where you're going to get one that'll fit you. Even if there was somebody around here that would lend you one, it wouldn't half fit you.
No.
I still got that old second-hand one I bought that time I was elected head owl over at the lodge.
Yeah, where is that thing?
It's hanging up back there in the feed room, I think. But it's a way yonder too big for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I can talk Elizabeth out of all this. I'll keep working on her anyway.
Yeah, I better do that.
Hey, there's Grandpappy Spears heading over this way. Maybe he'll know where I... Oh, no, I doubt if he even knows what a tuxedo is.
You ain't told Grandpap about your inheritance, have you?
Why, of course not.
Well, be sure you don't, because recollect now, it's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah.
If you let Grandpap find out about it, you might just well put it in the paper.
Don't worry, I ain't going to tell him nothing, don't worry.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, what's all this pigeon-toed huskin' shuckin's about you and Elizabeth getting married again?
Yep, Saturday.
Well, what's the big idea? Ain't once bad enough?
Yeah, but Elizabeth just sort of thought it'd be nice. You know how sentiments women folks are.
Hey, Abner, if you're going to be here for a few minutes, I think I'll run over to Dick Huddleston to see if we've got any mail.
Yeah, sure, all right.
Well, I'll be back directly.
Uh-huh. Take your time.
I just don't get it, Abner. What's back of this wedding, Heidi?
Oh, nothing at all. I told you, Grandpap, Elizabeth thought it'd be kind of romantic.
Oh, sassy fast.
Well, she did.
Sassy fast.
You know where I can get a tuxedo?
Don't change the subject.
I ain't trying to change the subject. I just got to get a tuxedo before Saturday, because Elizabeth says I got to wear one at the wedding.
Wear one what?
Tuxedo.
What in the name of tarnation is a tuxedo?
Oh, you know, one of them monkey suit things.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? You got to wear one of them, huh?
That's what my woman says.
Now I don't understand this second wedding at all.
Well, it's too late to order one, and I wouldn't buy one if I could. I don't know nobody I could borrow one from.
Well, you're lucky.
But I've got to get one summers, Grandpap.
Only fella I know that's got one is Lum.
Yeah, but of course that wouldn't fit me.
Well, cut it down.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Wouldn't dare to.
Well, figure it out for yourself then. That's the only thing I know to do.
Well, I know good and well I couldn't do nothing. Of course, Lum hardly ever wears a thing. Just hanging back there in the feed room gathering dust. Maybe I could just sort of fold the pants up a little bit.
Yeah, or cut them off one.
Maybe I better get that thing out and just take a look at it.
Yeah, might as well.
Hey, will you get that phone there for me, Grandpap, and I'll go get that suit back.
Yeah, sure. Hello, jot 'em down, store. No, this is Milford Spears. No, he ain't here. Well, now, you might catch him over at Dick Huddleston's store. I believe I heard him say he's going over there. Not at all. Goodbye. Sounded like Elizabeth. Yeah, get the suit, Abner.
Yeah, who was that on the phone there?
It sounded sort of like Elizabeth, I believe. She wanted to talk to Lum.
What'd she want with him?
I don't know. She never said, and I never asked her. How does the suit fit?
Well, wait till I get it on here. I know it's going to be too big, though. Sort of silly to even try it, I reckon.
I'll get the scissors.
Well, now, let's not rush into this, Grandpap.
Yeah, straighten up there, Abner. Yeah, a good foot's going to have to come off the bottom of them trousers.
Well, don't you think we could just fold them up there?
Oh, that'd look too bulky.
What, huh?
I forget you're going to get married in these shoes. You want to start cutting now?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, after all, this is Lum's suit, not mine.
Well, you said yourself he never wears it.
Well, no, he don't, but...
Will he want it for the wedding?
Oh, no, I doubt if he'll even go to the wedding. He offered to marry us for nothing, but Elizabeth wouldn't have him. She wants a regular preacher. Don't want no justice of the peace this time.
Yeah, here goes.
Grandpap, now you sure we're doing the right thing here?
You can't wear this away.
No.
It hangs back there and gathers dust. There now. Let's see how that looks. Do them pant legs hang just about right for you now?
Can you get shut of that dip on the left one there a little bit?
Oh, sure.
Looks like I've got one fat.
Well, if you sort of bend that one knee, I don't believe anybody will notice it. Yeah, let's see about the coat now. What do you think, about 6 inches off of them sleeves?
Well, I want my hands to show.
Yeah. Well, we can take care of that.
Oh, ow!
Oh, excuse me.
Be careful with them things.
Well, let's have the other sleeve.
Say, what am I going to do for buttons on the sleeves? You cut them off.
Well, what do you need them things for, ladies? Don't button up nothing with them.
No.
I never have found a use for them. course, if you want them, you can show them on back on there. I don't care.
Yeah, maybe I can get Elizabeth to show them on. Oh, no, she's such that blame busy, I doubt if she'd have time to do
hey,
nothing.
Hey, Abner. Uh-oh. Oh, you got a suit, huh?
Huh?
That's kind of shoddy looking, but I believe it fits you pretty good.
Yeah.
Say, I got some good news. Elizabeth just called me over at Dick Huddleston's store.
Well?
She wants me to be your best man at the wedding.
She does?
Yeah, so it looks like I'll have to wear my tuxedo, too. I hope it still fits me.
I wish it would, too, Long.
Of course, styles have changed since then. The new look has came in. I'd sure like to have that.
Long, I don't know what the new look is. But when you step out with your tuxedo on, I doggone it, boy, you're going to have it.
Well, what will Lund say when he sees his new look tuxedo? And after he sees it, will Abner be in shape for a wedding or anything else?